Hello, Cindy.
Hi. About 6 weeks ago, I started to have a considerable swelling in my legs, thighs, and feet. And I went to the doctor, and they did check my heart, check my kidneys, everything. My blood panels for the last 2 years have been near perfect, except for high eosinophils. And this week I was told that I may have a type B lymphoma, I guess, of which there are 20 types.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, a test shows that I have like a grapefruit-sized lobular tumor in my stomach area that is squeezing my inferior vena cava. And so they have put me on a 7-day course of prednisone to try to shrink this tumor while they can figure out what to do. I'm wondering if, whether I should have more, get another opinion, whether the tests have been read right, because I feel good, except for the considerable swelling. And my blood panels don't, it's great, except for eosinophils, whatever those are. And they were saying, oh, those are probably due to allergies.
Well, that's true. The eosinophils are a type of white blood cell that go up with allergies and sometimes with parasites in the colon. They'll also rise. But typically, 95% of the time, it's due to allergies. And they can go up and down depending on the allergy season, but so it sounds like they haven't done a biopsy yet. Is that right?
They did, but they didn't get a big enough sample, and they did a CT scan that shows this lobular tumor the size of a grapefruit, and they think it's my lymph nodes are congested, causing this swelling, and that this tumor is smushing or squeezing down on my inferior vena cava up to my heart.
Oh.
But I feel good. I have energy.
Yeah.
And I am so confused.
It is confusing. Well, let me just mention a couple things. One is there's a blood test you can do as a tumor marker for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And I would write this down. It's CA-125. And that can be...
I didn't get the first part. What is it?
CA.
CA.
Dash 125.
Okay.
Now, it's a blood test that you can use as a biomarker for, you know, whether things are getting worse or better and what's working for you. So assuming that it is a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, it doesn't sound like they're quite sure. Sometimes you can be dealing with some kind of structural blockage in the lymphatic system that causes a node to just enlarge like that. So have you had like a chronic viral infection in the past? Could that be something you don't?
I had kind of unsure diagnosed. Maybe a shingles thing 2 years ago, and I was on Aclavir or something like that for years.
Cyclovir,
Yeah, yes. But that only I only had a slight swelling under my ear, and it kind of crawled up on top of my head and itched a little bit. It went into my eye, and I had an eye inflammation, and my doctor put me on this Aclavir, is that what you call it? Cyclovir, yeah. And that cleared it. That seemed to clear it up.
Okay, so, and they already know that you've been dealing with the shingles in the past, so.
Yeah.
They
don't
must
give
have
that
worked
much
for that.
Attention.
Well, no matter what, I would go ahead and do that tumor marker to see if it's elevated. If it is, then. That's something you can use down the road to see how things are progressing. I would, you know, if you were my patient, I'd probably want to work at promoting that lymphatic drainage as much as possible. So I'm not sure with a grapefruit size, you know, lymph node in there that's putting pressure on your aortic, you know, your circulation directly going down your abdomen, that's a little more urgent. So I'm not sure how they're monitoring that, but
they're giving me this 7 days of prednisone to try to shrink it.
Right. Okay.
While they're going to do, I think, a PET scan or something more.
Okay. Well, yeah, you're kind of in that early diagnostic phase. I would probably encourage you to, you know, come to our clinic once we get a little more information and see if we can help.
Okay.
There's, you know, you want to obviously treat the right thing, and
yes,
and it could be a viral overload to your system, and that's something that does happen internally as well as externally. So, I think by getting a little more information, and the prednisone might work, but obviously you can't stay on that long term.
Yeah.
I would encourage you to keep going and getting the right information about the diagnosis. So,
okay, could you tell me what division of your clinic I would connect with?
Yes, and Cindy, if I could have you hold for just a minute, we should take a quick break, and then we'll be right back. Okay, thank you, Cindy. We had Cindy on the line a couple of minutes ago. Are you still with us, Cindy?
Yes, I am.
Great. Yeah. If you'd like to contact our clinic, 206-812-9988, I would probably recommend myself and Dr. Davis Lampson. My name is Dr. Sherman. So either one of us tend to take on the cancer and lymphoma in particular. So,
okay.
So
did I get that number right? 206-812-9913?
9988.
Say again, please.
206-812-9988.
Oh, 88. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tahoma, you can just go to tahomaclinic.com also.
Okay, do you do that blood test, the CA-125?
Yes, we do.
You do, okay.
Yeah.
I'm still confused. How could all my blood work and my energy level, everything look good, and they tell me I probably have type B lymphoma?
That's a question because, I mean, normally a diagnosis like that doesn't show up on average blood profiles, so they have to do some specific testing. That's why I recommended that CA-125. That might, you know, if that is elevated, then, you know, chances are there's more indication that you there is a lymphoma diagnosis there, non-Hodgkin's.
Non-Hodgkin's. Okay.
Right.
All righty. I thank you very much.
Thank you, Cindy. Thanks for the call.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.